USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced Friday that articles of impeachment against President Trump will be transmitted to the Senate next week, backing down from an unprecedented standoff with the Senate without winning any concessions that Democrats demanded from the GOP-controlled upper chamber. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana says it's about time.
This idea that one person out of 435 can make a decision that even if the House passes legislation and the motion to reconsider is tabled, then it goes to the Senate. Hopefully that's resolved by next week and that charade ends and we finally get true justice where it's disposed of.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin have unveiled new sanctions against Iran. Talking with reporters at the White House, Pompeo says the sanctions seek to inhibit Iran's destructive foreign policy. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me. It's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you, too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
Marianne Williamson says she's suspending her presidential campaign because she doesn't want to get in the way of a Democratic progressive candidate winning the race. With details regarding an upcoming debate in Iowa, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The debate stage in Iowa getting a little more crowded. Two new polls released yesterday by Fox News helping billionaire Tom Steyer meet the qualifications for Tuesday's showdown. Steyer is the sixth Democratic presidential hopeful to qualify for that event.
Fotis Doulos has been released from custody after posting $6 million bail. Doulos was arrested this week and charged with felony murder and other offenses in the disappearance of his estranged wife. Attorney Kevin Smith spoke to reporters after his client walked free.
He is relieved, as you might expect, and we are looking forward to the process of now defending this case.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Raising a strong daughter is more difficult now than it's ever been. In an age where gender is questioned, toxic feminism runs rampant, victimhood is celebrated, and social media addictions demand constant perfection, it seems impossible to raise a daughter with good morals. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Dr. Meg Meeker. She's author of a book titled Raising a Strong Daughter in a Toxic Culture. And one of the things we discuss is just how challenging it is to raise a daughter these days.
Parents, hundreds of parents have written to me saying, what do I tell my daughters about, you know, a child in their class is transgender and she doesn't understand? How do I deal with that? When should I give her a cell phone? What do I do about social media? How much time is enough? How much time isn't? And there's so many things that girls and parents are having to contend with today that are very confusing, potentially very harmful to daughters. And I have found that parents sort of are staring like a deer in headlights saying, I just don't know what to do here. Help, help, help. So that's why I really wrote the book. It lays out some of the issues, but more importantly, it lays out answers. And I want parents to know you can do this. Yeah, there's a lot of tough stuff, and your daughter may want to diet when she's 10 or 8, but you can handle that. So let me help you.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.